Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we are back, and I know that it's like 5 o'clock in the morning where you fellas are at there, would you care to stay here and take some phone calls? And I can understand if you stayed up late to get on the program. Would you want to do that, or would you want to go get some beauty sleep?
Thank you, Pastor. I think I have maybe 10 minutes more, and I must go to frontline. It sounds so crazy, but I must go to the war minutes later with my team. It's crazy.
When you get out there, you're gonna be out there. Are you going to be out there in a shooting war? Or are you going out there to try to rescue people? And what is the outlook for your people that you have? Your family, are they in a safe place now or no?
My family, biggest part of my family, in a safety place. My youngest children, we evacuate them. My orphanage, we evacuate them from Mariupol. It was crazy story. We evacuate children. It was like competition with Russian tanks. Russian tanks move from the south to the north, but my convoy with children, we moved from east to the west, and it was competition with Russian tanks. They try stop last way and close the circle around the blocked city, and they did it. But so happy because we won that competition. My children, my orphanage, we was little bit quickly go through that crazy moment when Russia closed my city. And now my youngest children, they stay in west part of Ukraine in more safety place. Never safety now in Ukraine. Just yesterday evening, Russia sent many huge rockets in the center of a huge city, Dnipro, many cities. And yesterday, killed more and more people. But I'm so happy because my youngest son, my youngest daughters, they stay away from this tragedy. But me and my team, we every day we go to front line with my chaplain's team, with my volunteers team, and we go to front line under shooting, very dangerous place for serve people there. Just 2 days ago, we evacuated maybe 100, maybe 80 people under shooting, under Russian mortars directly. And one of my car, my chaplain, he evacuated one old disability people, man, husband and woman. And when he them to the car, Russia start shooting on this car, and one of mortars fall down so close and destroyed his car, radiator. But praise the Lord, he is alive, and this old family, they are alive. The car can go through fighting a little bit and go out. Just destroyed car, not people was safety. But they killed people every day. And right now I will go to front line with my team again.
Before you go, I'm going to ask people all over the country and those in Canada and Mexico, and we're listened to in a number of countries, and I'm going to ask you folks out there, wherever you're at, listen, there's power in prayer. Believe me. Look, these people need your prayer right now. These people need your prayer, the chaplain and all those Ukrainian people. And the Russian people, they don't want this war either. And they would rather not have this war at all. But so you folks out there all over the world, wherever you're at, take a minute, and just come and join with us and hold these people up in prayer. We're going to do whatever we can to get them some money, get them supplies, some whatever. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to hold up, Pastor Gennady, and all of the folks out there, all of those his people that he has with him, and all of those in the Ukraine, this the entire country, Father God. Lord, we just would ask that you would intercede. Lord God, we know that the Russian rockets can have no effect on you. And Lord God, you can send them back quicker than they come. We ask, Father God, Lord, that you have your be your move your mighty, a mighty arm of protection, a mighty arm of provision, and a mighty, mighty arm of compassion on all of the Ukrainian people out there at this time, that you would intercede, Father God. Lord, we know that the warmongers out there that want to have profit and war, we know that here in America, you've got the industrial military complex that's just licking its chops to make money. They make money off the killing of innocent people. And so, Lord, again, we would ask, Father God, that you would intervene and deliver these people alive, Father God, and well. And Lord God, here's my prayer, too, that for all of those people, that this war, this wickedness in this war, that would turn their desires towards you more and more every day and every way and all things at all time, completely and totally. Because we know, Lord, we're all going to leave this world someday. And Lord, let them leave this world and go to be with you. Lord, let none die unsaved. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brothers, thank you so much for privilege to be with you this hour. And let me say goodbye and big, big thanks for your prayer and staying in Ukraine. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. And listen, if you need airtime, you need to get a message out, you've got an open opportunity here. Just call us anytime that you need to. And Ivan, you've got my office number, my phone number. If there's something more we can do, you let me know.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, brothers.
God bless, fellas. And yeah,
I can stay on a bit longer after.
All right, good. If you would join us, we're going to switch up here a little bit and talk about some of the corruption that's here in our country. As you know, we're up to an election. And let me tell you what's happened here. We've been warning people. The Communist Party out there, they have been running as Republicans. Right here, let me just give you an example, a local example here in our county. Now, this was a poster, an email that was sent out, a flyer. And this is from Nancy Pelosi MacArthur. Her actual name is Matthew. It's from her website. I threw that Pelosi in because it reminds me of her. It says, attention, all Geauga County voters, Republican and Democrat. Now, the Democratic Party is a communist party. There's not anything at all difference in their platform. They're communist to the very bloody red bone. Now, it says, May 3rd is your opportunity to have a say on who will be our next Geauga County Auditor and Geauga County Commissioner. But you won't have to have a say in purging Geauga County of divisiveness and partisanship and name-calling, bullying, and secrecy. Now, this is exactly what those people do that have put this poster out. That's exactly what they do. Remember what Karl Marx says, always accuse your opposition of doing what you're doing. And here's what they're doing. She says, request and cast a Republican ballot. In other words, she's saying, everybody, Democrats, everybody get a Republican ballot. And what they're telling you to do, as far as I know, is election fraud. On May 3rd, then in August primary, you can request and cast whatever ballot you want or you'd like. It's time to come together and vote for the good of Geauga County, is what she says on May 3rd. And they've got Charles Walder as Geauga County Auditor and Jim Dvorak as Geauga County Commissioner. And at the bottom here, you've got a guy named Chris Hitchcock, he's signed it, paid for by Chris Hitchcock. Now, I'm going to read you a letter here from former County Commissioner Skip Claypool. He says this, the Republican Party has lost its soul. The chairman of the Republican Party, Nancy MacArthur, and the county treasurer, Chris Hitchcock, have violated the GOP bylaws, disgraced themselves, embarrassed the Republican Party, and shown themselves to be who we thought they were, rhinos, who are really promoting the Deathocrats. They have shown themselves to have no ethics or honor. The Republican chair is sworn to uphold the Republican Party and its values, to promote the Republican Party, and yet she is promoting Democrats who are calling themselves Republicans. This is corrupt and is disgraceful, and she needs to be removed. You see, again, Ivan, the Democratic Party is a communist party. It's as communist to the bone, and anyone and everyone that says it's not is a liar, and there's not a bit of truth in them. I will never trust the treasurer and anyone and everyone who should wonder about how he is managing county dollars. With this kind of ethics, what else is he willing to do? If you are disgusted as me and you need to reach out to your central committee person and tell them, you need to call the Republican headquarters and demand Nancy resign. She is not fit to be the chair of the Republican Party. With her at the helm, it has lost its soul. And that was the article put out by Skip Claypool. Now, let me just tell you this. Here's some examples of what I'm talking about. For example, on March 19th, here you had registered Democrats in this county of 6,584. As of March 19th, you had registered Republicans of 13,249. Now, in May 3rd's election, here's what you had. You had Democrats vote. These are the ones that cast ballots. 3,564. And Republican ballots cast were 16,780. Now, what you have there is you have around, let me find it, I've got the number here. Okay, you have 3,531 Democrats that voted as Republicans. Now, that's just in one county, just Geauga County, okay? Now, let me tell you what's happening out. In fact, in Portage County, you had, now listen to this, 187% Republican cast ballots. In other words, you had 100, listen, do you understand what I'm talking about? 187% of the registered Republican cast ballots. So out there in Portage County, they moved all the Democrats, went over and registered. And why? Well, they're electing rhinos. They're electing rhinos. These are Democrats who are running as Republicans. This is what they're doing all across the whole United States of America. Now, here in Oregon, Republican governor candidate has given thousands and thousands to the Democratic far left using alternative names. Over in Wild Blue, Oregon, even half of the so-called Republicans ended up acting like Democrats. Some of them helped get Democrats elected. Why? Well, because they are actually Democrats, like here in Geauga County, with those guys that he named. But few have the gall to run for governor on the Republican ticket after contributing countless of thousands of dollars to Democratic communist candidates. And that's a guy named Bud Price, who is a rhino Republican. Okay. All right, we got a problem there. What was all that all about?
Oh, sorry.
All right. All right. So, what do you think of all that, Ivan?
I think U.S. Is still U.S. definitely was one of the greatest, the greatest nation that ever existed, and we are gradually coming to the end of it. Some of the things you've mentioned are a good example. Also, many other things can be given as an example. Anything from the BLM, as you call them, burn, loot, and murder, burning and, you know, disgracing themselves and toppling historical statues, murdering cops and civilians, looting businesses, drag queen story times for little children, you know, pedophilia in textbooks, the totally obvious stolen presidential elections, and the people who've done that still in power, so the judiciary basically has failed. And also, you know, this seems to be no way to overturn this. These things take ages to overturn. You know, Democrat-run cesspool cities full of junkies and feces everywhere, and the inner city crimes that you guys have, you know, on a massive scale. And stuff like, you know, obviously male athletes pretending to be females and take away all the gold medals from other females. You know, your army being taught LGBT values and all that nonsense, neutral bathrooms, and pretty much any scandal of Obama, Hillary, and also the Republicans like Bush. So, I mean, there's quite a lot of these things happening in U.S. And actually, the reason why I mentioned this is because there's some people in U.S. that are saying that Ukraine is so corrupt, and Poland is so corrupt, and other Eastern Bloc countries are full of corruption. And I'm not saying that we don't have corruption here. We definitely do. And a lot of this corruption is actually coming from Russia. They sponsor corruption, and they, you know, they invest in corruption in these countries to keep them corrupt and all that. So we definitely have this kind of corruption. But what we don't have, and it's impossible to even imagine us having these things, are some of the things that I mentioned, you know, with the BLM, with the drag queen, with the pedophile, even the abortions. It's not nowhere near to the scale that you guys have in U.S. So I'm not saying Ukraine and, you know, Poland and countries of the Eastern Bloc are perfect. No, they're not. But in many ways, we are actually much more conservative than you guys in U.S. And I think this has been prophesied in the Bible, you know, with the great whore, you know, the great whore of Babylon. And I used to think that it was some other nation, but now I fairly I believe that U.S. is the great whore of Babylon, unfortunately. And there's also other countries that form, like the nations. Although we still have, borders, it's sort of, you know, crossed, and it's now we have like nations, you know, like New World Order kind of nations, right? But the borders still exist, and unfortunately, I do believe that U.S. is becoming the Great Whore of Babylon, because if you read scripture, it says there that this great whore of Babylon, she used to be like it says that the sound of the bridegroom and the bride would not sound in you anymore, and she obviously used to be great, but she became a great whore of Babylon, which means this nation used to be Christian, you know, used to have the sound of the bridegroom and of the bride, which is the church. So all of this was in U.S., but we can see that it's declining. And with all that said, I do still believe that there are many, many Christians in U.S. still. You know, obviously the Bible Belt, and there's a lot of Christian conservatives, but we can see that it's you know, slipping away from you. And looking at scriptures, we know that it's going to continue slipping away until the coming of our Lord. So I think that's where we are. We are looking at this great corruption taking place, and we are either going to see another revival, or this is a straight line to, you know, to the second coming. And I do believe that this is probably a straight line to the second coming. And there's not going to be another revival. So sort of downhill from here.
Well, let me help you out a little bit with that. That great whore of Babylon is made up of three parts. You've got the political, the economic, and the religious. And all three of them were housed in New York City. You've got the World Trade Towers were housed. You have the United Nations building there. And within the United Nations building, you had the World Council of Religions housed within that. So you had all three parts and of the great whore of Babylon spoken of housed right there in New York City. Now, New York City has been known as Babylon, been referred to as Babylon by many across around the world for a long time. In fact, as you come into the harbor just outside of New York City, there is a city called Babylon, and or a township or a county, whatever. But there's a big billboard that tells you, "Welcome to Babylon." And so 9/11 was on a small scale. If you take a look at 9/11, you'll find 9/11 taking place in Revelation 18. Revelation 18, if you read that, you'll see 9/11 taking place on a small scale, what's going to take place on a national scale. And so you're absolutely right about that. But here in America, you have a lot. I mean, we have a very good percentage of the country that are Christian patriots. And again, we understand something. God's Word, the Bible, Ivan, tells you this. It gives you three missions, three very distinct missions. The very first, Ivan, is the Great Commission. That means we're to go out into all the world, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and preach the gospel, evangelize, and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The number two is from Genesis to Revelation. God's Word, the Bible, teaches very, very, very clearly that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, and failure to resist tyranny is always disobedience to God. And the third one, he tells us over there in 2 Thessalonians to hold to the tradition of the prophets and the apostles, and we are to stand our ground, not give up any ground. We're to hold fast and not stand down. So those are the three missions that we have. And so the Lord Jesus said he would deliver the victory, but we have to be obedient to him. And that's what we're doing. That's what the whole purpose of What's Right, What's Left, this radio ministry has been for all of these years, the voice of the Christian resistance. We're resisting the Antichrist. The Democratic Communist Party is the Antichrist world system here in America. And they have, see, they're parasitical, like what we were talking about, these what I just read. They invade the healthy body. We once had a healthy Republican Party, which was conservative. I don't want to use the word Republican. I mean conservative. And what they've done all across the country, they're running Democrats as Republicans and to destroy, in other words, to totally destroy. And you have our party getting filled with more and more rhinos all the time. Okay, these are traitorous people. And so, and here, you know, Hosea 4:6 is, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not just in this county, but I gave you an example in this county of how people were totally snookered. They had no idea. And a lot of people probably considered themselves Christians and considered themselves patriots, went ahead and voted for these rhinos without realizing, because they were ignorant of the reality. So that's where we're at. But America is heading down the same path as the Soviet Union went down years ago, unless we can. But here's the difference. We're used to freedom in this country. We've known freedom. Many of us have grown up with it. Now, they're trying to take it away from us. They're trying to censor what we can say. They're trying to... You know what these fools have done now? Listen to this. They want to put Tampax. They want to put female... What's the name of that organization, Joe? It's... what do they call it?
That was the governor signed in, the Oregon governor.
I know, but they called it they had a bill, and I'm trying to remember what the name of the bill was. Hmm. The minstrel something.
It's something, yeah. I didn't catch that. I just got the governor of the state. It signed it into law today.
It's
that all schools.
Oh, here's what it is, Joe. Kate Brown signed the Menstrual Equity Act of Oregon. The Menstrual
Equity Act.
Right. And so this reprobate, this woman is the Bible refers to her as and see, pastors need the courage to preach what God's word, the Bible, says. They need to try to find it some courage out there. But the Bible calls Kate Brown unclean, as an unclean because of what she does. And then here, reprobate, not knowing the difference between right and wrong, and said here she wants to push the Menstrual Equity Act. They want to put in all the public schools, they want to put in the boys' bathrooms, Ivan, Tampax machines. You see, they don't know that boys don't have periods. They don't know that. Okay? And so, but we, you know, they don't even know what a woman is. And if they don't know what a woman is, how in the world can they know what a girl is, right? But these people have become totally, again, reprobate. They're so sinful and so mindless. It's unbelievable. So, what do you think of that?
Just another one to that list that I mentioned of some ridiculous things that never fly in, you know, in my country, in Ukraine or in Poland. I think what you mentioned there about you know, losing freedom, and you guys still have a lot of Christians and conservatives. I think to lose freedom, I don't remember how exactly the saying goes, but I think it's like the each nation is only one generation away from losing their freedom, something like that. I think it's really important for you guys to not only teach the young people, the younger generation, the values, but also, and this is relative to, you know, what the church, your church is called, the doers of the word. You have to also show in deed and in action the values that you stand for, and that's the best way to teach. That's how I teach my kids. I follow the creed that kids won't do what you say, they will do what you do. So you have to show by deed and by action your values, and that's the only way you can pass it on to your children. And having church is important, going to church is important, preaching and studying the word is of course very important, but if we don't follow by, if we don't lead by example and we don't show them in our lives that we uphold the values that we promote, they're just going to reject it. And I think that's a lot of that happened to people in U.S., that they saw the hypocrisy in many of the churches, what you mentioned earlier, and they just turned away, you know, even children of the preacher, and especially I know a lot of preachers are sinful of hypocrisy, and they just turned away. They grow up in Christian homes, and they end up BLM and Antifa. So I think it's really important to, you know, to lead by example, and I think that's unfortunately what happened with a lot of your youth, is that they saw the hypocrisy and they just turned away from God. But I think many of them do get back, well, not maybe not many, but some of them do get back to God, because God has, you know, divine providence for each and one of us, and they are the elect, and they're going to come back to Christ. But I think that's one of the problems, that you know, we don't lead by example, and that's what happens. These are the fruits.
Well, you'd be right. James 1:22 says, "Be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own selves." And we're going to a break. We'll be back right after this, and we'll talk more about that. Be right back with more.
America, America, is it too late to save you? Will foreign troops invade your soil? Will government enslave you? Will the greatness that was once your crown be trampled in the streets? Oh, America, don't let your name go down in such defeat. America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the America, once God's word was your standard. How gradually you've compromised, how far you finally wandered. For the years of silent apathy, to God we now repent. For the years of work we might have done, that's already now been spent. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson. America, America, this land needs Jesus now. If he's confined within the church, its walls will crumble down. We must awake, we must arise for his kingdom to secure. We know the battle has been won, yes, the victory is sure. America, America, the tide is rising fast. Don't you think it's time now to remember your great past? America, America, now the tide can still be turned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. Lesson to be learned. Just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson to be learned. You better just open up your eyes and see the lesson.
Alrighty, there you go, folks. Just like the song says, you better open up your eyes. We can still be stopped. We can still turn it back. You know, if you're obedient to God, if God is with you, you can't lose. But you got to, first of all, you've got to be on the Lord's side if you want him to be on yours. Now, I wanted to say this for tomorrow. My good buddy David Nadel, Pastor Dave Nadel, has for a day of prayer, National Day of Prayer, tomorrow morning at the Jericho Center. That's the Jericho Center. It's and that is at 2878 Warren Meadville Road in Cortland. And that's at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. 7 a.m. is a little early, yeah. And so here, again, that's a prayer, and they're going to have a really good breakfast out there. And it's $10. The cost is $10. And so, again, that's tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., the Jericho Center in Warren Meadville Road in Cortland, Ohio, and that's at 2878 Warren Meadville Road. Now, you can call or text at 330-883-6620 for more information. That's 330-883-6620 for more information. And also, tomorrow, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we weekly have our Thursday morning prayer breakfast, but one of our cook is short. We got a new cook in there tomorrow. And so we need to pray for that cook right now because he's in the hospital with a blockage. And that's all I know is a blockage, and he was in the hospital. So his name is Mike Broderick. So let's pray for him today. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we want to hold up Mike. All I know, Lord, is that it's some kind of a blockage. So, but Father God, we just want to hold up Mike and ask, Lord God, that you would intervene, that you would touch him, that he might be healed completely and totally and restored and put back to work in our kitchen. And so, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all the blessings, more blessings than we can count. And we thank you for all of the people out there listening to us tonight that have been supporting us because we couldn't do what we do as we get, as we're the watchman on the wall, as we get the message out to the people out there, things that are this communist, this antichrist communist government does not want us to get out. But by God's grace, Lord, you've made it. When they've done everything they can to come against us, and you've kept us here on the air all of this time, and we thank you and praise you, Lord, and ask that you bless all of those people the way that they blessed us with their support. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so, amen. One of the things here that's happening, too, is, well, the rise of the new right. There's an article today by Jim Hoft, and it says, the rise of the new right, President Trump goes 22-0. In other words, 22 people that he, yesterday, that he endorsed all got elected. But the problem with that is he's got a habit, he's got a tendency of supporting people that will turn on him, that betray him. You know, we look at Mike Pence, look at two of his attorney generals, all around him, his lawyers. He has a tendency to elect people that when it comes down to the time, they betray him. Now, so Barr betrayed him. Mike Pence betrayed him. The first attorney general, I'm having a senior moment here, betrayed him. I mean, all, you know, over and over and over and over again, he has a tendency to support people that betray him. And so, anyhow, I guess, you know, he's like in a snake pit. He doesn't know which way to go.
Well, there's a big, long article on Political about how Trump was backing the winner there in Ohio for Senate. And very complicated back and forth, and it's one of those I cannot even figure out how to condense it, except there is a huge amount of politics and money, and Trump doesn't like to support people till they get to a certain point where they look like they have a certain percent possibility of winning. And there seems to be a very complicated process, and I think Trump is concentrating too much on who can be a winner, who's got the backing, instead of going and backing the person that he thinks should be the person to win, the best person. He's looking to try and fill ranks of people he thinks can win, and that's going to be his downfall, I believe.
It will, unless he wakes up. And just like out here in these counties that we talked about tonight, none of the conservatives won.
Now, yeah, there was the real conservatives, right?
A lot. I mean, most all the winners were Republicans, but they were Republicans in name only. None of them were conservative. These were all Democrats that ran as Republicans. Not all of them, but a good number of them were all Democrats. That because what the word was out, everyone, you know, the Democrats get to the polls and register, get a Republican ballot, and this is fraudulent.
Our people just don't understand evil, and the trouble is, you and I are two of the few people that are really trying to convince the world that this is a revolution. This is a communist revolution. It's an antichrist system rearing up. These people have no values, no morals. You have to watch them. This is war by other means. And what's happening, just too many of our people just assume they're playing, well, we're the Republicans are playing by the Marquis of Queensbury rules, and the enemy is playing jungle warfare, and we're losing badly because we do not understand the enemy. That was rule number one in the military, know your enemy. And the Republican Party and most of the politicians out there seem to be oblivious to this. And the trouble is, this is street fighting, dog eat dog. This is, you know, the communists, anything goes, right? Look at
right.
Their motto, you know, the end justifies the means. Whatever it takes to win, we do. And until people wake up and realize this is all or nothing warfare. You know, we're either going to win or we're going to lose. There is no nice, mushy middle ground of compromise. And I just frustrated because the truth is not being told. And that's the hard, cold truth. This is war, and our people better run to the battle. It's for real, folks. America is at stake, period. I don't know. I can't say it any simpler than that. Can you?
No, and let me tell you what's going to happen here, because you have another primary coming up in August. Different primaries all over the country, and we're warning. We're telling you now what's going to happen in your area. And so what you have to do is you have to make sure that on the days that they serve, if you can't figure it out, if you can't stop it, but you need to get the word out to watch them. Watch the Democrats register as Republicans. You've got to get the word out to do that. And if you can't stop them, if they go ahead and do like they did here, then on the day of certification, people need to show up by the thousands and thousands and thousands, you know, to let them know you've got caught. Just like what happened there here. What's happening? Remember, we've told you over and over again about the January 6th. The stealing of an election. Here's an article. They're on the other side. Fox News. Remember what I've been telling you about Fox News? Fox News has joined the mainstream fake news media in boycotting coverage of the 2000 Mules documentary on nationwide ballot trafficking conspiracy.
There has been not a blip out of them at all.
Right. But now here you've got... This is going to be starting this week. In fact, I think it's actually playing in some tonight. It says here, joins mainstream media coverage of 2000 Mules documentary on nationwide ballot trafficking conspiracy to steal the election. And here in one of the other articles, it talks about how this week it's opening in movie theaters all over the country. It says in the film, Dinesh D'Souza, The True Vote, provides answers and evidence of the stolen 2020 election. In this documentary, see, we've never stopped. We keep bringing evidence of that over and over. And we're up against all the fake news media. On Tuesday, at select theaters across the nation, here's a list of theaters where you can see the movie tonight if you are... still available now. I guess I can't give that out. The movie proves that the geo-tracking and video confirmation that Democrats used ballot trafficking to steal the 2020 election in a conspiracy that involved every single battleground state. Here with a video interview, Gateway Pundit said 100% fed up to interview investigators Catherine Engelbreit and Greg Phillips behind upcoming 2000 Mules movie. We also know that from our sources, the Democratic PACs were involved in every state in the balloting trafficking operations. This was a planned, organized, and well-coordinated conspiracy in the battleground states. We've been telling you that for the last 2 years. We also know that, we know from investigators Catherine Engelbreit and Greg Phillips that roughly 7% of mail-in ballots in each state were trafficking. Without those stolen votes, Joe Biden would have lost the election. Joe Biden did lose the election.
The election.
He is illegitimate. He is not the legitimate president of the United States, And anyone and everyone that says he is a liar and there's not a bit of truth in him. That's the reality. He stole this. We all know this. But we've got to find enough people with enough integrity to stand up. And again, remember what we told you when it comes to count, these rhinos, when Trump told Mike Pence, Mike, do the right thing, Mike. Mike Pence knew that it was he was obligated to take a look at the evidence. Right before him, you had all of these people standing there with all kinds of evidence of voter fraud. And Mike knew it was his responsibility to say, I want to take 10 days out, and I want to examine the evidence before we certify this election. He failed America. He failed God. And all of those senators that were standing there that should have stood with President Trump, they failed too. And so this is why where we're at. It was a betrayal. And folks, if you forget that betrayal, you deserve to be betrayed every single day. If you forget that, you got to remember what happened. Because
I need before we get too far off field, there's going to be a virtual premiere of the 2000 Mules May 7th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and you've got to go to 2000 Mules website. 2000 Mules, you put it in, you'll get a website. And a virtual premiere online Saturday, May 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Right now they're showing it in different places across the country. It was the 2nd and today, the 4th. Tonight, if you're listening to this program, we were competition with them. They're showing in theaters, but you can get the virtual premiere Saturday, May 7th, 2000 Mules.
Okay, Saturday, May
7th.
Okay. All right, virtual premiere. All right, very good. We will. I will try to. Now, I've got to call in. You know who is promoting this, don't you? Who made this movie? It's Salem Radio, Salem Communications.
Salem Studios were behind it.
Yeah, and so I've got to call into Salem Studios to find out how we can get a large number of these things, of these DVDs.
Mm-hmm. And we got to make sure people show them.
Oh, yeah.
I got two things I want to throw in tonight if there's time. Today, Wednesday, May 4th, is the 25th anniversary of WND.com. Started out WorldNetDaily.com. And it's 25 years they have been going. And for a while, they were the largest online news. But Google and the libs did not like them because they're truthful like we are. They're fighters like we are. And Google and YouTube shut them down, blacklisted them in 2018, and demonetized them, stopped all the way that they had of making income coming in for the website. Basically, big tech wants to destroy anything they can't control. Joe Fair and his team were not people that can be controlled. They're going down fighting. So I highly recommend you use the website. And if you want to help them, go to worldnetdaily.com, or it's just basically WND.com, 25 years of free press. Christian.
Joe, we're out of time, so we've got to get with you here. With the invitation. Now, God wants you to be 100%. He wants you to be 100% certain that when you die, that you'll go to heaven. You know, he says it's not his will that any come short of the glory. That's why the Bible said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you may know that you have eternal life. And that's 1 John 5:13. And here he says, again, he wants you to be 100%. You are a sinner. God's word, the Bible says, you are a sinner, and you don't deserve to go to heaven. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. But the only way you can pay for your sins is by spending eternity in hell. For the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death in Revelation 20:14. Now, we can't do anything. There's nothing in the world that we can do, anything good enough on our own merit, to merit getting to heaven. Now, not by works of righteousness which you have done, but according to his mercy, he has saved us. Titus 3:5. Now, Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8, I believe, yeah. Now, Jesus not only died, but also rose from the dead. For I delivered unto you, first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. Jesus freely offers salvation to you with no strings attached, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Remember Romans 6:23? Now, you accept the gift by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, by confessing him with your mouth. For with the heart man believeth into righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:10, which we have quote here often. Now, you are 100% certain, you are 100% certain, simply by believing the promise of God, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, question is, are you going to be 100% sure, folks? The Lord Jesus, what you need to do is to pray that prayer. You need to pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of your sin, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask him to be Lord of your life, all of your life, without any exceptions, without any reservations. And if you'll do that, you will be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. God will always honor your commitment, and you will be on your road to eternal life. And if you fail to do that, what I'm telling you, what I just told you is what God said. What I'm just told you is what God said. And folks, when God says something, you know, it comes to pass, believe me. For 6,000 years, we have 6,000 years of history, and God has 100% perfect record of doing what he says. And so, folks, again, you don't want to run out of tomorrow's tonight and all across this world. But by this time tomorrow, millions of people that are in this world right now will have died. Most of them had no intention of dying. And unfortunately, many of them had died in their sin. You don't want to be one of them. Don't go to bed tonight without praying that prayer. Till tomorrow, we want to say good night, Ivan. Good night. God bless. Always, always keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.